Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 9th. Tropical Storm Chantal brought steady, sometimes torrential rains to Columbus County over the weekend. Ditch and nuisance flooding was reported across the county. Cerro Gordo saw several roads that were closed due to high water. In Lumberton, flooding was still going on Tuesday. A Walmart store had more than a foot of water inside at one point. Flood warnings have been issued for the rest of the week for the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers as all that water has come downstream. The storm caused catastrophic flooding from Southern Pines all the way to Mebane, with roads and driveways being washed out, as well as a number of bridges being damaged. Sections of Interstate 40 are still closed due to scouring and overwash. Dozens of people were rescued by boat in Chapel Hill due to flash flooding that entered homes, apartments, and businesses. One suspect is in custody and another is being sought after a Saturday morning shootout almost wounded a toddler in Whiteville. Police said more than 100 rounds were fired by multiple gunmen during a fight at Brookberry Apartments on MLK around 3:20 a.m. Four apartments and several vehicles were hit. A bullet missed the baby by less than a foot. We have much more on this at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Darlington County Deputy Devin Mason, who is a native of Evergreen, was laid to rest yesterday at Williamson's Crossroads Baptist Church. The Evergreen native and West Columbus graduate was killed in the line of duty on July 1st in Darlington County, South Carolina. Mourners and supporters lined the procession route before and after the funeral service at West Columbus High School, which is where he attended. Another deputy who was shot in the ambush is recovering. The suspect's mother and girlfriend now face charges in the case. We have more on the story on our website. 10 people, including 2 children, were hurt in a chain reaction crash in Whiteville on Sunday that tangled traffic. Whiteville police said a Dodge truck collided with the rear of a minivan at Powell Boulevard at Oliver Street. The van was pushed into the path of another vehicle, which in turn struck a fifth car. That vehicle collided with a Tesla. The 2 children were airlifted to Chapel Hill with critical injuries. The pastor of Happy Home Church is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway police on Saturday. He is charged with attempting a lewd act and third-degree having sexual contact with a minor between the ages of 14 and 16. He is being held under $30,000 secured bond. Crusoe native Archie Cumbie will be the guest speaker Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. Cumbie published a genealogy book about the island and its families. He also works to preserve the history of Crusoe. The meeting is set for 2 o'clock at the Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. Some members like to arrive a little bit early to share family history. And, of course, the event is free. The Carolyn High Memorial Library is going to host a blood drive on July 16th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can sign up for an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.